Where we're sitting right now is the council committee room. It's a small room, high ceiling. I spent maybe 30,000 hours in this room my whole life, listening, yawning to the hearings that go on. It's like I fell into it. I went down to the New York State Employment Office, and they sent me to WNYC. And I'm sitting in the office with him, and they said, "Would you like to learn radio?" I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll go into radio." And that was May of 65. So I did all the technical stuff, taking care of City Hall, the hearings, the mayor's office. So I've seen seven mayors. But I've worked officially under six mayors. Dinkins still says hello to me. Though he never could remember my name, he still called me Buddy. But he comes over, when I see him here at City Hall, he says hello. Koch was my favorite mayor. I never forget, he's walking over to me, shaking his finger at me. He says to me, "You do good work." I said, "Thank you, sir," which was nice of him. To me, it was exciting. I was part of government. I was seeing history happen. This is how people heard what was going on in the city. A lot of people couldn't get down to City Hall. It was live, full, end-to-end, unedited. These hearings used to start at 10 a.m. in the morning and go to the last speaker spoke. And there was no time limit. If the speaker got up and spoke for 10 minutes, he or she spoke for 10 minutes. If you're lucky, you may sometimes get out of there 2 o'clock in the morning. My name will be forgotten after a while. I don't expect any plaque. I run to be remembered, hey, I did this job, and I did it well.
I'm thinking maybe, baby, I'll go away. Someday, someway, maybe you'll come and say. Yes, it's you that I need. And you'll be pleading in vain. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be blue could make me be true. And even be glad.